Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News came out over the weekend, and I'm sure you talked about it yesterday
before
they actually did the meeting in Lackawanna County. But this kind of coup, as we call it, it's sad. Look, there's going to be a special election, November 4th, right?
November 4th, yes.
It's coming up in a week. Aren't we talking? Yeah, we're talking a week.
Yeah.
And so we have someone who's there. And look, I get it. This is someone who feels like they should have been there months ago. But there was a legal process, whether you like it or not. There's a legal process that went on, and this thing got dragged out quite some time. And look, I think it started petty. And it's ending petty before we even get to an election day. I don't understand, but it's really like up to, I guess, each county's party to come up with the plan. I don't like the fact that a party can pick the person who takes the place of someone leaving for the entire remainder of a term, because in some cases, like the McGloin one, you had almost 3 years
left,
left. And in that case, it becomes this kind of political, you know, we're going to put our people in. I always think that, look, I get it, temporary, sure, but it should be a special election. And that's, you know, the whole process was the thing that was before the court. And in the meantime, Bill Gaughan and a judge who was sitting in on the board then voted together to do this special election. And I guess all of that's, it's still happening. But Brenda Sacco, who didn't want to run, I'm so confused by the, I don't want to run for the position, but now that I'm here, I want to stay. But you left, you didn't want to run and you didn't want to leave your state job to run, but you left your state job to be there for 2.5 weeks. Like, that's confusing to me. I feel like you should have thrown your hat in the ring, so to speak, and run. But you're there nonetheless.
Right.
And I get it. You want to be there, albeit for 2.5 weeks, but it seems like it's just retribution to come in. And look, you want to work with the Republican as a Democrat, and I'm always for people working together. I would love it if all three would always try to work together. I don't think, even though there are majorities,
yeah.
I hate that people don't work together. But in this case, it looks like the Republican and the Democrat have not just decided to oust him from his position, which they can do, albeit for 2.5 weeks until someone new comes in, but to fire somebody. I just think that's, I don't think that's appropriate. I think I don't like that because it's such a short term thing. Because who's to say? So do you have nobody now in the communications position until the new people come in, because they'll bring in who they want? See, politics is ugly. This is why, through the years, you know, you get people who say, would you ever want to work in, you know, politics, county government? I've had people ask me that. Would you? And I go, you know, you work in those places, and then when there's new people in charge, they bring their own people in and you're out. Like, you there's never any stability, it seems. Brenda Sacco got bounced by Gaughan and McGloin. Whether you like it or not, she seems like she had the qualifications.
Right.
But also, you have to know that that's going to happen. And I'm sure she took some joy yesterday in being able to get some payback to him. But in the end, I mean, really, it's about what you can do for people in the county and the taxpayers. And I don't like to see it because I see it. We see it every day on a national level. And it's this ugly, retributive, vengeful kind of thing. And in that case, I don't understand. I get like, okay, we don't want you in charge. I'm here now. I feel like you've been a jerk to me. And I can be the majority commissioner, albeit for a couple weeks. I'm going to still stick around. Like this whole nebulousness of how I'm going to stay here, but I'm not going to tell you how.
It's weird. There's a Bill Gahan had made a statement talking about all this, and he talks about how she had testified in court just a few weeks ago saying she wouldn't be considered for the special election. Again, just to set it up, he says that and then kind of goes through how it's changed. And it is, I think it is kind of interesting. Again, this is Bill Gahan yesterday in that meeting.
Just a few weeks ago, as some of you pointed out in your comments, Commissioner Sacco testified in Lackawanna County Court that she would not present herself to the public to be considered for the special election because she would have to resign from her state job, which pays roughly $80,000 a year to do so, and the risk was just too great. Understandable. She did relinquish that job shortly thereafter, however, to accept an appointment, even though the very court order by which she was appointed states clearly that she may serve only until the voters choose a new commissioner in the next election. That election is 1 week from tomorrow. The question now is, at least in my mind, and I'm sure some of yours, what fresh scheme is in store to try to extend the length of the appointment for the entire 2+ years remaining in the term, rather than until the next election as mandated by the court?
I mean, yeah.
Scheme. Well,
it's little words like that, by the way, that dig at people. Scheme. You could just be like, what is the plan? You know, if you want to keep it kinder, that didn't happen much in this meeting. There's little digs like that.
Right. There seems like there's been bad blood from Chris Patrick in the Democrat committee from the very beginning of this thing this year when McGloin left. I don't know what the backstory is, but the fact that he wanted to put in someone like a Brenda Sacco, who would have somewhat of an axe to grind. Now, perhaps he thinks she is the most qualified, but you have to know that this is not going to be a good relationship. And if you're a party chairman, isn't the point to try to keep the party together and working together? I'm kind of confused by it all. This whole thing is just weird, and it's been weird. And what's really weird, I think you have a clip where she was asked about how how she was going to hold on to this. Do you have that clip? I think we played it last hour.
1 second. Give me 1 second.
When he asked her directly a question about how she was going to hold on.
Well, when he asked her, are you going to honor the results and step down? And she said, no comment.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Oh, so sorry. Hang on. Let me go back to where I was. It's a little bit of a convoluted process. My apologies. I'm opening it up. 1 second, Nancy. Okay. Yeah. Here is... Yeah, he just says, this is where he asked her directly about what's going to happen next.
So I'm going to ask you directly. Are you going to recognize the results of this special election for commissioner and vacate your seat when the new commissioner has been elected, regardless of who it is?
I have no comment.
No comment. There you go, folks. Now.
What is this like? Wow. Like a literal? I feel like we're in Salem
like
and there's
a
literal
play.
Witch.
Yeah,
like shame.
Play.
Who says shame?
It's like
we say
it's
shame.
The Greek chorus.
Yeah,
but seriously, this is not good or healthy for the people. And again, she made a comment as well.
Yeah,
I think you had a longer clip there when she invoked her daughter and what had happened, to her through this process. And folks, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this whole thing. You can text us while we're getting this together. 570-883-0098.
This is, again, Brenda Sacco, because, you know, why did she say she wasn't going to be in the special election and then change her mind? And this is where she makes some accusations and talks about where her head was at versus now.
I had no idea the Supreme Court was going to come back last Monday with their decision. And when they did... I had to take this seat for the short. Yeah, I did. Actually, I had to stand up for the rights of of individuals that got bullied, which I was bullied by the Commissioner Gaughan in the legal system for the last...
A lot of bullying going on.
Well, he weaponized the legal system. And I had to... What kind of role model would I be for my daughter if I didn't? So that's why I'm here.
I think a role model would have stood up and said, I care enough about this county that I will run for this seat. This is wrong, and I should be running. I don't understand what happened to the other two candidates. There were three.
They kind of went on to go through. Yeah. By the way, that was Alexis Kelly from Newton Township, by the way, speaking. Just a resident.
There were three candidates and one bowed out when the judges were doing the interviews. So it was down to two candidates. This whole thing, again, we hear the weaponization of a legal system. He didn't go after you personally. I mean, that's weaponization would be to go after someone personally, at least to the way I see it. I think that, you know, he wanted to clarify the process. And I get it. It's because he also didn't like the people that were chosen. And as a person who pays taxes to Scranton, I don't live in the city, but I do pay taxes. No, I mean, in the county, not the city. I have an interest in this because I do want people in charge that I feel are mature, and I didn't see a lot of maturity from anybody so far, and that's disturbing on a lot of levels. It seems like there's just a lot of this petty political fighting. I have to say I'm pretty surprised with Chris Chermak. I've always felt that he was a pretty, you know, I thought he wouldn't be involved in this. Now, the whole thing about making them majority commissioners for whatever short period of time, you know, whatever, that's one thing. But the whole, like, firing of people. So if you felt you were bullied, is it okay to bully people back?
Many people say yes. I would disagree.
I don't like that. You may not like it, what happened to her, which was she was in a position and McGloin and Gaughan let her go. That does happen, though. That is a tough part of working with politics. When you work in county government or city government or whatever, when new people come in, you may be let go, and you may not like that, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And the fact that you then, when you have a chance, even if you're only here for a few weeks, that you would go and have someone else fired. Again, I think that's something where I would have drawn the line. You want to do a majority commissioner thing and box this person out because you didn't like this long process, fine, whatever, for whatever short period of time. But the fact that I would have drawn the line at terminating people because you have somebody from a special election most likely coming in, and they want to bring in their own people, or they may have wanted to keep somebody and they could bring them back, or they could find someone new. I just feel like this went above and beyond. And the fact that she didn't answer that question with an I don't have a comment, like, you're now in a position of power and you should be transparent. And you should tell us, how is it that you plan to stay in this position? If you're going to fight it legally, just say that. Just say that. Don't say, I'm going to show my daughter that how to get back at bullies. What, by bullying other people? I don't get that.
What I was going to say to that point, you know, you say, you know, if you're bullied, should you bully back? It's all about perspective, because from the bullied person's perspective, they're not bullying back. They're standing up for themselves. So if you put yourself in her shoes, it's a different story than from what we see on the outside, which appears to be like tit for tat. So we don't know what happened or why. It's frustrating to see this all kind of play out, though. And you can look at their expressions and kind of tell. Sometimes it feels very contentious and ugly. And I think they all think they're doing the right thing, but you know who's not benefiting? Residents of Lackawanna County. Yeah. So.
Yep. If you work with some Dodgers or just baseball fans or Blue Jay fans, some sleepy people this morning, an 18-inning game. It went till 2:50 a.m. Eastern time. But the Dodgers pulled it out 6-5. I gave up at midnight. I said, all right, I can't do this any longer. I don't need this tonight.
There are people who sometimes still will give me crap because I made the mistake once of admitting I spent 10 years living on the West Coast. Forget all politics. One of the greatest things about living on the West Coast is sports start earlier for East Coast people. That game only ended right before midnight, which is tolerable. So yeah. Sports are great on the West Coast just because of the time. But yeah, who's staying up till 3 in the morning? You're the biggest fan I've ever met.
Well, I mean, I'm not a fan of baseball. I've told you that before.
Right.
I watch it. I find it interesting when it gets to the playoffs and such, and I'll watch it. But honestly, I don't find it that exciting to watch. And I don't have any strong feelings about the team. I'd love Toronto to win, but I don't have enough invested in this to lose any more sleep than I already have. So how about those Eagles this weekend? I wasn't here yesterday to talk about it, but that was a great win.
They broke Scataboo. No, that was
well, of course, that was horrible.
By the way, the Eagles win was great, but how about the Philly fans giving a standing ovation to a New York Giants player? That's I feel like hell froze over. Like I never in a million years would have thought I saw that, but that says a lot about that guy's character and what he brings. He's a tough player.
He is. He really is.
That's good for him. I mean, they're good for the fans for actually, you know, trying to do something right for once. It's everything I love about them.
For once now, you know.
Everything
I love. Just because they booed Santa Claus one time, how long ago?
I enjoy the crazy mentality of Philly fans. I really enjoy it because it's kind of almost like a character. But it was out of character and sweet at the same time to see him do that. So,
well,
good for them.
I mean, that was horrible to see. Absolutely. I couldn't even imagine. And they needed, he had there's closed whatever injuries, but this was an open one. So he had to get as soon as possible the surgery.
Oh, wow.
Done.
I heard it was a dislocation. But yeah, so it was an open dislocation. That's crazy. Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, really horrible.
He's tough as nails, too. Do you see? He was just like, yeah, it's broken. Like, he wasn't even, I'd be crying. I know I'd be crying. And he's tough as nails. That's
he
crazy.
Was. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe when they said what the injury was. I mean, I saw the foot and it was just horrific to see. That's... I felt so bad. And the quarterback, that Jackson Dart, he looked absolutely devastated. I mean, the players did, of course, as well. He's not just a great player. He's a great personality, you know, and people, you know, and for them and their team in the locker room, it's real tough.
Yeah.
So that was the heartbreaking part of it. I mean, honestly, after all of that, put those two, that aside, the whole bitching about the refs thing, God, there were just a bunch of terrible calls in that game. But I still feel like, obviously, the Eagles were the better team. So
yeah, what were they doing? Took 2 weeks off just to go, we'll pretend we're not good anymore. It's just
AJ Brown wasn't even playing because he's injured. And I guess there's some talk that was he removing posts that he had put up about Jalen Hurts and stuff? I mean, there's just so much. Why is there always this need to attention, please pay attention to me? All right. Speaking of narcissism, we'll get to Donald Trump, the president.
Hey, how dare you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Category 5, Hurricane Melissa. It's really bad coming into Jamaica. And I'm just keeping an eye on that situation. It's a
ugly
monster.
Did you see a lot of the tourists are down there and they're stuck because they canceled flights out? And they're just like, there's some people from Europe and they're like, we don't get weather like this. And they're trying to remain positive, but they look at the radar and it's terrifying.
It is really terrifying just how big this storm is. I'm seeing headline after headline regarding it. Millions are in extreme danger is what I'm seeing at the Weather Channel. And it looks like a catastrophic landfall in Jamaica. Yeah, you definitely have to feel for the folks who live there and the people who are visiting because it is deteriorating rapidly. I'm looking at the update here. Wind gusts from 50 to 60. Oh, sorry, my computer's going off. 50 to 60 miles are reported in Kingston and Montego Bay. Bands of heavy rain pummeling the island. And they say some of the far outer rain bands also soaking parts of southeast Haiti and eastern Cuba. So this thing, as it's approaching, it's just, it's terrible.
And it's multi-layered, the issues. You have the, you know, the imminent issue with the storm moving in and having to get through that. Then you have the cleanup in the short time after, and hopefully it doesn't have to involve recovery of people. But then long term, or even, I guess, in the short few months, they have such a tourism economy down there.
It's going to be devastating.
Yeah, it's a bad situation on many levels.
All right, let's quickly talk a little bit about the president. He began the week this week with a press gaggle on Air Force One, where he reflected on some of the exams that he took at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Now, at one point, he was talking about Jasmine Crockett. He loves to insult her, right? He
Among
talked about
other
her being
too, yes, yeah, sure.
But he loves to insult
her. I know.
Particularly calls her a low IQ person, AOC, low IQ, have her pass the exams I decided to take when I was at Walter Reed. They're cognitive tests. Let AOC go against Trump. Let Jasmine go against Trump. The first questions are easy. A tiger, an elephant, a giraffe. We're back to that stuff again.
Square, a box, a TV, my mom.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So, you know, so there was a Q&A with reporters, and then, you know, people started to ask questions because Walter Reed, to go there, there's a lot of stuff you can get done in the White House. They have quite the medical area there.
Right.
But there's a few things that can only be done at Walter Reed, and they are MRIs and surgery. So this annual exam that Carolyn Leavitt talked about, he had one 6 months ago. So this is as part of the Q&A, what a reporter had to ask.
Did you get an MRI? Can you tell us what
I did? I got an MRI. It was perfect. Yeah. I mean, I gave you the full results. We had an MRI and the machine, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. Yeah.
Did you say what in particular they were?
You could ask the doctors. In fact, we have doctors traveling up with us, but I think they gave you a very conclusive. Nobody has ever given you reports like I gave you. And if I didn't think it was going to be good, either I would let you know negatively. I wouldn't run. I'd do something. But the doctor said some of the best reports for the age, some of the best reports they've ever seen.
Well, that's conclusive,
right,
Nancy.
I think I usually know when I get an MRI what it's about. I've had MRIs. Okay. Yeah, I had an MRI. I know, because usually that body part is prominently a part of the
Did you do it in the machine and all, like you did?
Oh, yeah. Hey, in the machine. I had perfect results. I mean, for my age. There's a lot of questions as to what is the MRI about. And that is something that you think would be easily discussed by his people. But when asked, I guess, last week, they asked Carolyn Leavitt about an MRI. She conceded she didn't know why they ordered that test. Now, she didn't know why last week. He's had the test. I'm sure when she speaks again, they'll be asking, what was that about? They should tell us. We should be able to know if you are transparent. I don't want to know if it's a perfect result. I want to know, what were they testing? What is it about? What were they testing exactly?
Yep.
Because usually you're testing, you know, sometimes I saw this argument online. People were saying they're not preventative. They're diagnostic. Usually something's wrong. Da, 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 da. They can be preventative. I get preventative, you know, breast MRIs because I'm high risk. So, yes, you can check things to make sure stuff doesn't happen. But for the majority of people, they're used when there's an injury or some kind of illness where they want to get to the bottom of what's causing it. So hopefully they'll give us some kind of an answer.
Yeah.
Enjoy this nice day. We're going to talk to Snedeker here because you'll want to put that umbrella in the car. Take it with you because things are going to change in a couple of days. Let's get to the Northeast Pennsylvania forecast with meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks. Happy Tuesday. Another great day to be alive. Snedeker here from WNEP TV, your personal meteorologist. How you feeling, man? I'm feeling great. Yesterday, I got foam insulation all over my hands, filling cracks. I cut the grass, ground up the leaves. It was sunny. Oh, so good, man. 55 yesterday. Same thing today, sunny and 55. Now, it will cloud up tomorrow, but still stay dry for your Wednesday. Temperatures hanging out in the 50s. Next chance of rain by midnight on Wednesday. Now, Thursday is going to be a washout. From morning through afternoon and evening, wind and rain and temperatures not far from 50 to 55. Just an ugly Thursday. But you need an ugly day to appreciate the beauty days. Just think, if everyone was beautiful, there'd be no such thing as beauty. You need the ugly people like me to make the beautiful people look beautiful. Yeah, that's just how it goes. So by Halloween, Friday, still some lingering showers, breezy, about 53. Not a bad day, but not like last year when we had 80 and sun on Halloween. The weekend looks partly sunny and dry at this point. So remember, those clocks go back this Saturday night. The good news is the sun will be coming up at 6:30 in the morning. And that means Jason can actually see his armpits when he puts his deodorant on. Usually it's just shot in the dark, baby. Sometimes we get the protection, sometimes we don't. Make it a good week.
Why are your armpits sweating? Well, the good is bad news. The good news is my belly button's not, because I got that. He's right, though. It's hard to do that in the dark. Thanks, Joe, for embarrassing me.
Okay. It is the morning news on WILK. It is 7:52. A quick mention for you that I see where Hormel Foods is recalling frozen ready-to-eat chicken products. They may be contaminated with pieces of metal. I don't know if you saw that, but 4.9 million pounds of chicken being recalled. The recall notice has now been issued. Multiple food service customers reported finding metal in frozen chicken breast and thigh products that were served at an establishment.
Lovely.
These are products that are only sold to food service customers. So they're not directly purchased by consumers. For those businesses that utilize these in their restaurants or, you know, whatever it is that they provide food-wise. But they're concerned because they could be sitting in the freezers of hotels, restaurants, and other institutions. So there are a whole bunch of different kinds of boneless chicken, breast, thigh meat, things like that. So just something for a heads up out there for those who work in those industries that might get their products from Hormel. But these aren't just like might be in there. They have people who have reported, yes, there's metal in them, which is a concern, of course. Yeah.
Well, I'll have to watch where I'm literally going to watch what I eat. Okay, perfect. We're on. Yeah.
I do have food news. Don't play the music yet. Okay. Because it's too happy and fun. And first, I want to tell like the sad news, which is that Perugino's restaurant, an iconic restaurant in the area in Luzerne for 92 years, is closing. It's been here a long, long time. Andy Perugino's. It was in the family for many years. A few years back, it did change hands outside of the family after, you know, they had family members who had passed away and people that, I guess, during COVID is kind of when things changed. The founding family stayed on until 2020. And then it changed hands after that. The new owners, which, you know, been there for 5 years now, did post on Facebook the sad news. Due to health reasons, they were going to shut down. But this is a very well-known place. A lot of political people of all stripes would go there. Also well-known people, celebrities. Jack Palance mentioned as being someone who would frequent there. There were mobsters that would dine there. You said Joe Paterno had been there as
Franco
well.
Franco Harris had gone there. Yeah, I mean,
it's a well-known place, and a real heyday at one time was Perugino's for some delicious food. So sad to see it going after 92 years. Now you could play the happy, like, fun music.
He lives for that. Yes, Johnny Lucas is playing it.
Food news!
Holy moly.
Happy food news, Johnny.
We did mention Little Debbie.
Love
the Christmas tree cakes are back.
Yeah.
But last year it was real tough. I don't know if they just didn't have them last year or
they
had such a short.
But
I thought they were off for a year and people were really going nuts about where are the Little Debbies. If you see them, because they're back on shelves, but they're going fast, don't think you're going to go find the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes, you know, a week before Christmas. They did say they have relaunched it. The well-known Christmas tree cakes are back along with themed merchandise. They now have Christmas tree cake earrings, T-shirts, sweatshirts, and ties. They even have dog toys shaped like Christmas tree cakes. How about that?
Yeah.
So
the dog doesn't like it. It's like, that's a lie. I want the cake. But okay.
If you're a big fan of them and you see them, grab them up because they are disappearing off shelves. Also, coming back for the 2025 holiday season, Pepperidge Farms Amaretto Hot Cocoa Flavored Milano Cookies.
Wow.
And fans say they are the best Milano ever. And they are looked forward to every year. So you'll find them at Target stores, not yet listed online. So if you're a fan, Target store is most likely where you'll find the Pepperidge Farm Amaretto Hot Cocoa Flavored Milano Cookies. And Mallow Mars. Do you know the Mallow Mars?
Yeah, it looks like a s'more kind of, right?
It's a 112-year-old Nabisco cookie. They are back in stores for the limited fall to spring run. The seasonal treat, first made in New Jersey in 1913. A Graham-style cookie topped with marshmallow and coated in crisp dark chocolate. 95% of them are sold in the Northeast. It's popular up here. More than 70% purchased in the New York area. And fans always look for them in the autumn, as they said. It's autumn through spring. So Mallow Mars are now out. Get them while you can. That's our food news for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.